Lloyd Jackson here, and you're listening to the 12th episode of the Building the Future podcast, sponsored by the Mechanical Contractors Association, MCA Detroit. Every episode, we put a spotlight on the Union Construction Trades programs and why it's the career path of the future. On this edition of Building the Future podcast, we highlight early middle college training programs and the Plumbing Industries Training Center. We get to talk with the program directors and students about these great career path opportunities. Today, we're talking with Cindy Anderson. She is the early middle college director and career technical education director for Advanced Technology Academy. Also, Mark Jackson will be here, career counselor, Advanced Technology Academy. Bryce Gilliard is a student at Advanced Technology Academy, mechanical engineering major. Deontay Sparks, student at Advanced Technical Academy, the business major. And Ryan Lyle, director of training for the Plumbing Industry Training Center. Thank you guys all for being here. Appreciate it. Let's start with you, Cynthia. Can you share a little bit about what sets Advanced Technology Academy apart from other educational institutions?
Thank you. Good morning, and thank you for having us here this morning. I am at Advanced Technology Academy. It's in Dearborn. We've been in place for about 24 years now. We have different programs, and one of them that we would like to highlight is that we have an early middle college program where students can get an associate degree free of charge to their parents. We cover the books and the tuition and transportation and everything. The other thing is that we have a mechatronics lab. Our mechatronics lab is similar to one that is done in many of the car company industries. It covers electricity, pneumatics, hydraulics, CNC, 3D printing. We have a campus that has about 1,400 students right now, and it is pre-K through 13 for the associate degree.
Bryce and Deontay, as students at Advanced Technology, talk about your journey in the early middle college program.
I can go first.
Go ahead.
So I started off in 10th grade because that's when we start going through our college success program and things like that to get us like prepared for college. And I think that it's been a great opportunity going through the business administration career path simply because I did want to go into the career field of business. When I first started, I wanted to go into real estate to basically create low-income housing for families that couldn't like really afford a place to live.
Yeah, a lot of that is needed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now the early middle college program has set me up to go into Michigan State for political science because my path has changed. Basically, I want to go into public service to help people further outside of real estate and providing low-income housing. So I can do that on a higher level, maybe local, state, or federal, depending on how my path takes me. So I'm really, really grateful for the EMC program to give me that first step into how college is going to be and to set me apart kind of from the rest to get me prepared for the next step in life.
And EMC means early middle college, just so we know, because I might say EMC and I want people to know what that is. Yeah. Bryce, I want to ask you the same question. Talk about your journey.
So I started EMC in 10th grade as well. That's when majority of people start. And I went into the mechanical engineering degree. That's what I wanted to go into at first. And even though I've changed my program to go into biochemistry, I feel like mechanical engineering actually, as he said, set my application apart from anyone else because we are coming from a bit of a smaller school. And as we all know, like the school I got into, which is U of M in Ann Arbor, it's very competitive. They want you to have something that pops on that application. And I feel like that is what made the biggest impact on my application. And when I did talk to the admission counselor, she was like, this is really going to help you mm-hmm. a lot. And just being in the mechanical engineering degree, it kind of gave me a lot of experiences in different things of engineering in general, because you are focusing on electricity, you're doing schematics, you're building things, you're wiring things. So you have like a very broad experience so that even if you don't exactly go into mechanical engineering, you have the mindset of an engineer and you know how to problem solve like an engineer.
Cynthia, could you kind of elaborate on the EMC program, what it's about? Let our listeners know.
Yes, our early middle college program. Again, it starts in their sophomore year, and they have different programs that they're able to go into, which would be business, healthcare, engineering, computer science, and they take their classes both at the campus, Henry Ford campus, Henry Ford College campus, and also at the high school.
So, and these students also can earn college credits or an associate's degree while they're still in high school.
Absolutely, and that is the goal, that they would get their associate degree at the same time that they're graduating from high school.
And talk about, like, what's the support mechanisms you have for these students once they're here and once they, you know, leave?
Well, we have our own area, actually, for the early middle college students that have their own area in the school, and our counselors work with them constantly on their progress. I work with them on their progress in the program and their graduation requirements. Henry Ford College is very good in supporting them, and they have different resources available for them, like tutoring and counseling and other areas that they might need. And certainly when it's ready for them to graduate, we have a specialist on staff that works with the students to get them into college, to do their FAFSA, to do their essays, and then they go on their way.
What's the criteria to get into the program?
Yes. We start at a 2.8 GPA. And we also look at some of their reading and their math scores, depending on what program that they choose to go into in the college program. If they choose something that's in the STEM area, then we're looking at their math scores more. If it's a general business or others, then we're looking at their reading scores.
Bryce, what advice would you give other young people looking to maybe, you know, consider enrolling in a similar program?
I feel like EMC is for the kids who are the first ones done in class, who constantly don't feel challenged and just like, oh, I'm just sitting here. This, you can choose your classes really with your counselor and tailor it to what you like, what challenges you. And so you're more interested in your work. And I was always one of those kids who was just, okay, give her something else to do because she already finished everything and I have to teach the rest of the kids. But you're on your own time. You're working at your own pace. As we all know, college goes a lot faster than high school.
Absolutely.
So you constantly feel like, oh, I'm doing something. I'm learning something new. I'm not just sitting here. And when you are in EMC, you have other kids. They typically try and pair you guys in the same class. So if you are struggling, you have somebody else who's struggling with you, and you guys can work together and study everything. You have your books there, and it gives you kind of the low stakes of going into college because you're not having to pay for it. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, you're getting that credit, but you don't feel bad about yourself if, like, oh, this didn't go as
well,
I planned.
Right,
Yes, you want to try your best, but
sure.
You feel less like, oh, I'm horrible. Oh, I'm doing something better than everyone else. So even if my grade isn't the best, then I'm still doing something that is amazing. And so I just, if you are someone who has a plan for your life, I suggest EMC. Even if they don't have a program that you specifically want to go into, it gives you those skills that you need for college or even going into a type of trade because of the mechanical engineering.
Right.
You learn all of the skills that you would need for a trade, and you learn, you have those credits if you decide that, oh, I want to go back to school.
Deontay, same for you. I mean, especially as a young man, you know, what would you tell other young men?
I would definitely say take part in the EMC program because it definitely gives you that head start, especially educational-wise. So with the business administration program, I'm really, really grateful for it because it kind of gives you a broad view at everything to take part in life. So business has something to do with practically every part of your life. The financial aspect of it, if you want to start your own business, of course, any career path, it's something that has to do with business. So I would definitely say take part in it because it sets you up for success in the long run, regardless of what you decide to do after the fact. So.
And speaking of success, I'm sure there are some success stories from here. Could you just share one with me quickly, Cindy?
I can't think of one particular one because we've had many, many students go through the early middle college program in the last 5 years, I would say, mm-hmm. and they've graduated with their associate degree and have gone on. I do know of one just recently that came back. I had a little luncheon with some of the students that are in their last year and they're graduating. And she is now working at one of the hospitals, is where she wanted to be in the mother baby care unit. So it's exactly what she wanted to do. This helped her get there. And even though we have two stars here today,
yes,
we have many, many stars that have gone through the program. And what I can say is that the program, even if they're supposed to be in it for 5 years, but some go out in their fourth year, because what they do gather in this program is confidence. And that confidence that they go to college, that they can do it.
Yes.
And I would say in their fourth year, they want to take off into something else because of that confidence that they gain.
With us now is Mark Jackson. He is career counselor for Advanced Technology Academy. Also, Cynthia Anderson is here as well. She's early middle college director and career technical education director for Advanced Technologies. Mark, let me welcome you to the program.
Thank you.
Talk about your career counselor. Talk about what you do at Advanced Technologies Academy.
Well, my focus is to get students interested into the skilled trades, short-term training programs. So starting in high school, we look at probably about 100 different training programs, apprenticeships, and students get an opportunity to go check all those out or have a speaker come in and hear about those programs.
When you talk to them, I mean, are they surprised about, you know, what could turn out to be a great career for them that they probably didn't know about before?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, you have students that are not sure, of course, what they're going to do after high school. And it puts a value back on the education that they have because a lot of students feel like, you know, college isn't the place for them. So if you say, hey, you know, this is an opportunity that you can do, you're still going to need a high school diploma. You know, it motivates those students to go ahead and want to graduate as well and get well-paying jobs.
So. And talk about the kind of jobs they can get.
Absolutely. So I cover everything from plumbing, electrical, millwright apprenticeships, all the way to culinary arts, which is a short-term training program, aviation technology. So there's just a broad base of careers they can go into. So anywhere, you know, plumbers and pipe fitters, millwrights, those are, you know, six-figure jobs, and they pay really well. And I'm finding that a lot of students that were traditionally wanting to go to college mm-hmm. are kind of looking at those programs now because college is getting more expensive.
Are you seeing more women being involved and wanting to be involved?
You know, not as many as I'd like. We have a few students that are looking at it, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. Yeah, it's still not as quite there where I'd like to see.
There's room for them, though.
Absolutely, absolutely. And a lot of the skilled trades and apprenticeships have open arms. They want to see those students come mm-hmm. in.
I know that these students can also earn college credits or associate's degree while they're in high school.
Absolutely, with the early middle college
program.
That was something I was blown away with at ATA, is our early middle college program. That's not something I had heard of when I was in high school. And absolutely, they can actually get college credits while in high school.
And the Academy also emphasizes building strong partnerships with businesses and higher education institutions. So how do these partnerships and learning experiences of students prepare them for success?
Well, I'd probably let Ms. Anderson probably take over on that question. She's a little bit more familiar with how that would work.
Well, again, you know, we go back to the early middle college program, but we also have dual enrollment, which is students can go to a college to take a particular course. So that kind of expands what they're interested in. Mark and I, and there are a couple others, we work in a department in our school, and we call it workforce development. Mm-hmm. So in that workforce development department, we have the early middle college. Mark works on the trades for the students. We have internship programs as well. And Mark takes them on field trips to make sure that the students can see training centers. He has taken them for forklift training certifications. So we do work on certifications. We work on preparation. And we work on acceleration.
You know, Mark, there's so much going on in Detroit and the metro area as far as building and those types of things. And, you know, these types of jobs are needed because you have people who are retiring, and so you need to replenish. And so this is a great way for these young people to get started on the ground floor.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we actually take students out to another partner of ours, and they have these workshops, and students can get hands-on experience working with hand tools, plumbing, electrical, siding, doing drywall, because a lot of young people are not familiar with tools and things of that nature. So, you know, they're more tech savvy nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, my generation was, you know, pass me that screwdriver, you know, what is this, what is that? But as far as hand tools, so, you know, these workshops give students also an opportunity to get familiar with those tools and the opportunities that are in these trades as well.
And I would think it would just give them familiarity with just the work that's done as a person who's in the construction trades. Because, you know, I'm sure there are some kids who come to you and say, you know, I did not know that you have to do X and Y to get to Z with this. You know, I just see a person up on the scaffold and I say, that's a construction worker.
Right. Right, yeah. You know, and, you know, exactly. They're a little intimidated at first when they see somebody like that. They're like, okay, you know, can I really do this? And, you know, you take them to a workshop or you take them out to a place like this plumber's training center we're at now today, and they're able to see that, yeah, I can do this work. And it's quite exciting. It really is. It's quite exciting to see the light come on and them, hey, you know, this is something I want to do now.
Yeah. So. Cindy, when you look ahead, what are the goals and maybe some aspirations for, you know, Advanced Technology Academy, particularly in terms of expanding early middle college?
Well, we continue to meet regularly to look at what the interests of our students are, because we put out surveys and we ask them what the pathway that they want to go into. So, like this year, we've actually added a law and a security pathway for the students. So we're always expanding what we're offering our students. We have a healthcare center on our campus as well.
Great, excellent.
And students are going to start learning hands-on. We have a nurse and we have a practicing nurse. So all our students, we expand every program that we have. We brought Mark on to be the career counselor for the trades area. So we just keep expanding what we have, the opportunities for our students.
See, Bryce, I'm gonna sneak you in here real quick here. So let me ask you, have you had any challenges since you've been in this program? And what are some of the challenges you've had?
The biggest challenge that anyone going through this program will experience is learning independence, because you're going from constantly having someone be in that class with you, someone who's constantly watching over, teachers who will pull you aside and ask about your grades, to being completely by yourself in a way. Like, yes, you have support, but you are on your own truly for the first time. And it teaches independence that people my age who are not in that program will not experience until they actually go into college. So you have that independence, but there's someone right behind you who can help you whenever you feel like you're struggling.
So you're getting the support of your teachers and mentors and things of that nature as well when you hit these road bumps.
Yes, but this is the time where you have to ask for it. Previously, they would come up to you and give you that support. Yeah. But now they can't completely access your grades and see exactly what's happening until the end of the semester. So you're the one who has to go out and say, hey, I'm struggling with this teacher. I'm not understanding this. Can you please help me? And they'll tell you, oh, go to this tutor. There is someone in the school who can help you with this. And so they'll give you that support, but you have to ask for it.
Deontay, how has Advanced Technology Academy equipped you with what you need to be great in the future?
It's just those like one-on-one moments with the staff. Like they're like Bryce was saying, you like kind of have to go to those people, but they're always willing to help you and like see how you would be doing in the future. So you're basically set up with those certain people. So for instance, I took a business law class last semester, and for the first time in like one of my classes, I wasn't doing as well as I always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So I reached out to Miss Anderson, and she gave me like those contacts that I needed to with the people that are in our school, actually, like, oh, they took these classes back when they were in college, and they're actually like a practicing attorney and things like that. So you reach out to those people, and they're able to help you further like your learning to make sure that you're actually successful in those courses and things like that. So it's always like that support system that you have that is going to help you in the future. So I'm really thankful for that.
And Mark, we're going to wrap it up with you. And I just need to know, if you had a magic wand as a career counselor, what would you like to see?
I'd like to see probably ATA bring in a few more hands-on training programs within our building. I think that'd be great. And I'm sure our founder is looking at doing different things. He's a really innovative individual. So, you know, I'm pretty excited about what he has in store, because I know we have some expansion going on right now as well. So,
okay, very good. Mark Jackson, career counselor, Advanced Technology Academy, and Cindy Anderson, who is also with Advanced Technology Academy as the Early Middle College Director and Career Technical Education Director. Bryce, thank you so much. Bryce Gilliard, the student here at Advanced Technology Academy, and her major is mechanical engineering. And Deontay Sparks, thank you for being here as well, a student here at Advanced Technology Academy, and his major is business. Building the Future podcast, sponsored by the Mechanical Contractors Association, MCA Detroit. I'm Lloyd Jackson, and would like to thank Ryan Lyle and Local 98 for allowing the MUST organization to bring in advanced technology into their training school. So Ryan is joining me right now. Ryan Lyle, he's director of training for Plumbing Industry Training Center, and he's brought along a couple of his apprentices, Jake and Luke. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Ryan, let me start with you. Tell our audience about the mission and the goals of Plumbers 98 MCA Detroit, the training center, and how this joint apprenticeship and training, you know, committee of Plumbers, Local 98, and the Mechanical Contractors Association provide these training opportunities here.
So it's a great opportunity to get paid while you learn the skill of plumbing, and they essentially spend 10% of their time learning the trading aspects of the trade here at the training center. The other 90% of their time is spent in the field, gaining knowledge and using those skills that they learn and become successful journey persons in the trade of plumbing.
Jake?
Yes.
Tell me how your career path made you end up where you are today.
So, long story short, I spent 5 years in the Marine Corps. Once I got done with that, didn't really have a path of where I was going. And luckily, I had a friend that was in Local 98 already and got me in. And I've been doing it for 3 years now, and ever since, it's been good to me.
Luke?
Yeah, no, I was in college for a little bit. I stopped doing that. I did a few other odd and end jobs, you know, nothing really great. And then I found out about Local 98, and I decided to sign up, and I got lucky enough to get in.
Talk about, guys, the benefits of being in this apprenticeship program. Jake, let me start with you.
Benefits, like Ryan mentioned, paid while you learn. on the job. You get free education through Washtenaw Community College. Benefits for, you know, health care, and we got dental now too as well. It's included. It's just a lot of good stuff to come along with it.
Is this something that you ever thought you would do, Luke?
I always figured I'd end up in the trades. Mm-hmm. I grew up doing a lot of it.
You have family in it or anything like that?
Not in this local, but
okay.
My family members were all in some form of construction.
Gotcha. Ryan, kind of talk about career paths that are available to the graduates of the Plumbers Local 98.
So there is a wide variety of different jobs and careers that can come out of this apprenticeship program. I know people who are superintendents at companies. I know people who are just journey workers installing piping systems in the field. There are some that become instructors, director of training. If you told me I was going to be the director of training when I was an apprentice, I would called it a lie. There's business manager, there's business agents. I've sent apprentices out to draw CAD prints out in the for shops. There's just a wide variety of different jobs that you can have when you're turned out as a journeyman.
Talk about, guys, Jake and Luke, some of the skills you've picked up since you've been in the apprenticeship program.
I would say for me it's more of a mechanical skill, basic mechanical skill. I had pretty much zero of it. from when I learned in the Marine Corps till now, it's definitely a big mechanical jump.
Okay.
So I would say I overcame some of those barriers and on a whole another level with learning all the plumbing. So.
Okay. And Luke, same with you?
I'd say along the same lines as that. I mean, just learning a lot about a lot of different systems, going to a lot of cool places, you know.
And I would think, Ryan, that these skills that they learn, you know, really give them a diverse, you know, way to be in this construction trade as far as their roles and responsibilities. They can do a lot of different things, not just one.
Yeah, we work on a bunch of different systems. One of the nice enjoyable parts of this trade is one day you could be digging and putting in underground. The next day you could be on a roof where you're doing a helicopter pick with rooftop units. You could be welding on gas pipe. You could be brazing on medical gas lines. You could be installing fixtures. There's just a whole bunch of different jobs that you can end up doing with all the skills that you get coming through the apprenticeship.
And when you talk about plumbers, you know, it's not just going to someone's house and fixing the toilet or fixing the sink or fixing the garbage disposal. I mean, there are major jobs that are going on, major build outs that are happening that need plumbers.
Most of our plumbers actually try to get people to tell them they're not a plumber so they don't have to go do those. we work on some of the bigger jobs. We are trying to get back into some residential and some smaller jobs.
Mm-hmm.
We have some contractors that are doing that. But most of our build-outs are going to be larger projects, new schools, remodeling schools, heavier commercial projects, building office buildings. We essentially work on all the arenas, the hospitals that are around. So, yes, it's not so much of a come-fix-your-sink type plumbing as it is installing the whole system in buildings.
And I know you have to have a few success stories, maybe one or two, that where you've had students who have done well and apprentice went on to do big things, and maybe you know what they've done, or maybe they've come back here to speak with you and let you know how well they've done.
I've got a few success stories like that. I've got one apprentice that about his third year, he was really into CAD drawing, and we sent him to one of our larger contractors. He started drawing in the office for them, and he's been doing that since. He recently started teaching a CAD class for us, so he's brought his knowledge back to us. I know a couple that have gone on to open their own plumbing business. I know a couple that have gone on to be superintendents of their shops. A couple of them that have become the master plumber for their shop as well.
Jake, what do you see yourself doing, let's say, in 5 years?
In 5 years, I still see myself working on the tools in the field as a journey worker. Mm-hmm. That's about my goal right now.
Luke, same for you?
Yeah, I'd like to become a foreman at some point, hopefully within 5 years, but more than likely not, but, you know.
But no, never say never.
There's always good goals.
Absolutely. It's always great to have goals. And Ryan, before we go, looking ahead, what are some of the future plans and initiatives you want to have for the Plumbers Local 98 and the training center?
A lot of it's internal. We want to get a rigging structure out in the parking lot. A lot of the things we do are picking up heavy objects and doing it safely. Some of the other things, we have a mock hospital that I would love to turn into a actual classroom for medical gas installation. Outside of that, we are always trying to improve the program and the building itself.
And real quick, safety is a big part of this as well.
Safety is our number one priority for our contractors and our employees out there. We all want to go home at the end of the day. That's the goal out there. So we do focus on safety for pretty much everything we do.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Ryan Lyle, Director of Training for Plumbing Industry Training Center. Also, some of his apprentices, Jake and Luke, here as well. Guys, good luck with your future. It looks bright. Ryan, you're doing a great job. Continue your success as well.
Thank you, Lloyd. I appreciate it.
All right, and thank you for listening. It's the Building the Future podcast. I'm Lloyd Jackson. We'll see you next time.